This is a download from the flyer at Lewis University. For more information, visit thelewisflyer.com. Hello, I'm Alex Vetterman, the Flyer's Opinions Editor. This podcast serves as an audio accompaniment to the article you are currently reading on President Obama's calls to Congress for an extension of the interest rate of federal student loans. I wish to update you on key developments which occurred after this article went to press. On Friday, April 27th, the House voted on the student loan measure and passed it 215-195. However, in the proposal itself, there were some concerns by the White House in response to wider proposals by senior Republicans in order to address the fiscal issue of leaving the interest rate unchanged. According to a report from the New York Times, the House plan consisted of the removal of $5.9 billion from a program within programs relating to the Affordable Care Act, or the health care law. You may remember the act is before the Supreme Court because of an issue surrounding the requirement of purchasing health insurance. The White House's specific concern is with the Prevention and Public Health Fund, which was created as part of the new laws to see early prevention of disease, especially with regards to cervical cancer. The House passed this with a looming veto threat by the White House, issued through a statement of administration policy. It reads in part, quote, "The administration strongly supports serious bipartisan efforts to prevent interest rates from doubling for over 7 million college students in the coming year. Taking action to stop the doubling of these rates will save students $1,000 on average over the life of their loans. Students are increasingly relying on loans to finance post-secondary education, often absorbing tuition hikes stemming from reductions in state funding and institutional support." The White House added that the House proposal was, quote, "a politically motivated proposal and not the serious response that the problem facing America's college students deserves." Considering this measure, it is likely that it will not pass in the Senate, where a separate bill is being considered. A report from the Associated Press says the Senate will take a vote on this bill May 8th. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats, as the House is controlled by the Republicans. House Speaker John Boehner, in remarks on the House floor, said that the opposition concerns were part of a, quote, "so-called war on women, entirely created by my colleagues across the aisle for political gain." You've been listening to a download from the Flyer at Lewis University. Please continue to enjoy the content you see on thelewisflyer.com and interact with us through email, Facebook, and Twitter. Details on how to access us through these methods can be found at the top of any page of the Flyer website. Thanks to Kerry Jones and Dave Hansen for their assistance, and thank you for listening. For the Flyer Online, I'm Alex Bunneman.